Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Morgan moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to first and picks off Goldman. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tote strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tote out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst moves to second. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive towards short. Goldman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Barry reaches second base with a double. Durst scores. Miller moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. one out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rhein moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Averill moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to home to get Averill. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.